Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Be thinking about your friend that you want to see naked. Think about him right now. Which friend would you pick that you want to see naked? Because today is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Oh.
Who
That's a thing?
Are we picking?
I know.
Now I'm curious.
Chicago guy?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Is it our engineer Jason?
More than a friend. No.
He's going to be on the show later.
No, it is a friend, though, that I've always just thought. If he was a few years older, things were different.
Katie, stop talking about me. What the heck?
I think it's Big Ron. I think it's Big Ron.
Katie.
It's you and Big Ron.
Okay.
Yeah. Does Sydney Sweeney count? We're friends on Instagram.
There you go. You're friends, kind of, quote unquote.
She's got to follow you back for that to be friends.
Nah, she doesn't. Rules. Okay, how about this guy? 5 years after his exit from The Bachelor, Chris Harrison is back with a new dating show. For people seeking a, air quote, traditional marriage. What that means isn't really clear, but he said in an Instagram post that the show is seeking contestants who want a traditional marriage-minded partnership built on commitment and shared values. Still pretty vague, right? Okay, whatever. Looking for singles who believe in clear roles, long-term commitment, and building a life together, and who are dating with real intention.
But that's what all of, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are supposed to be that. You just now get the people who just want fame,
so they're willing
to go that route. So you can say you're looking for whatever, but people's intent, they can keep that secret until the very end.
All day long.
You know?
They can join this program and have, a side piece at home waiting for them, right?
Many of them do.
Like, how are they going to crack down on this?
Yeah. But Chris Harrison coming back is exciting, though, because I liked him on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I was sad when they just didn't work with him anymore. And so,
Do we even remember why they gave him the boot? Why did they give him the boot?
I was going to Google.
He defended somebody. It was something with the contestant. He was defending a contestant that was doing something, I think. I don't remember.
Let me see.
At the time, that was like big drama in the world of celebrity.
Yeah, he was defending contestant Rachel Kirkconnell regarding some insensitive actions from the past. Oh, that's right.
I remember when all that happened.
Yeah.
And he was sticking up for her, and they're like, dude, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And I get it.
Get out of here, yeah. Chris Harrison.
I mean, when you think of Chris Harrison, synonymous is with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So it's just, we'll have to see.
All right. They say it's going to be on a prominent streaming service. Doesn't name a name, but Netflix? Probably. So, good news for this Uncle Joey, Dave Coulier. Was he Uncle Joey or Jesse?
Uh-huh.
Joey.
Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey. Joey, yes.
Now in remission from tongue cancer, so he's beat his cancers twice now. Two different cancers. They say the cancer he had on his tongue was a 90% curability rate, so that's good. So he's out, making the rounds again. I saw he's doing, what was it? I think I saw it on his Instagram. He started a website or something for products, kind of calling out products you shouldn't be using because they cause cancer.
I
think that's what he was doing. Don't quote me on that, but I was like, well, that's kind of interesting.
That's good to hear also that he's into remission because who doesn't? Uncle Joey. He's a national treasure.
He really is. Okay, so how about this? This has happened to me, believe it or not. Not for this long, but a system malfunction at a Pennsylvania car wash left a woman stuck inside for about 45 minutes.
Yep.
Felicia something or other. The system all of a sudden shut down. The doors closed while her vehicle was still covered in soap. So, of course, we're in the world of documenting everything. So she got out her phone and posted some videos on TikTok.
I am trapped in the Waynesboro Waterworks. All the lights cut off. Nothing has happened. It's not telling me to pull forward. It hasn't rinsed the soap off. The door is stuck shut. I'm pushing the emergency button. Door is not opening. I cannot get out.
Hello?
Out?
Can you let me out, please? Somebody?
Wait, I think those are feet.
Hey, don't leave. Hello? Hold on.
Hello?
I've tried pulling on it.
That And honestly, like, I love being in the car wash like that.
Me
like,
too.
I always record just the suds coming on my window and stuff. I know. So it's fun for me. So now I'm a little anxious. And I know you've said this has happened to you before.
Yeah. No, I wasn't to the full extent of where the doors closed and everything. But
yeah.
I brought my truck into one, and it had the one where it like goes like back and forth
yes.
over you, you know? And it hit the roof of the truck and stuck.
Oh.
And which way was it going? Oh, it was coming back. So it's going over the truck bed and then like essentially hits the back window. It was like thunk, thunk, thunk. And then
oh,
it stopped.
No.
And I was like, now what do I do? Because it was like halfway on the roof of my truck. I was like, I didn't want to scratch it up or anything. And people behind me are like flashing their lights. And I'm like opening my door like I don't know what to do. And eventually I just got so embarrassed I just gunned it. I was like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
And luckily it didn't do any damage.
Sudsed up and everything.
Like, what
huh?
do you do in that moment? The thing's stuck on your car.
I know. It's definitely an emergency kind of situation. Yeah. You don't know what's
going
to happen.
I probably waited 5 minutes. And I actually got onto my phone and started looking up the number for the gas station I was at. I was like, do I call them inside? I'm like, hey, I'm in your car wash, but... Nah, I was just a man and I gunned it.
I'm out of here.
I'm an America's pickup. I gotta stop me. Got any sports stuff?
We do. There is a major scandal that is trying to be prevented in the Olympics. Right now, the Olympics actually officially kick off. The Winter Olympics start tomorrow. And there is a major scandal happening, especially because Team Norway got caught crotch stuffing. This is crazy. Their ski team.
Wait.
Their ski. Oh, this is a. Katie, this story goes straight to the top. The Norwegian ski team got caught adding extra fabric to their suits worn by their top two male athletes. Doing this creates more surface area, which allows their jumps to go farther. Katie, two
yep.
centimeters of crotch stuffing can lengthen. Oh, Jeremy.
I knew you guys were stuffing. I knew it. All of you. I knew it.
Team Norway did
team
this.
I bet you everyone's doing it.
And CNN.
I bet you.
CNN was talking about this very serious scandal that was going on.
It all comes down to the crotch. In ski jumping, a bigger suit, even a couple of extra centimeters of fabric, can change how far you fly. The suits worn had reinforced stitching added to the crotch area, making them stiffer, more aerodynamic and more stable in the air.
Why does he make it sound so like elegant, beautiful?
Crotch.
Well, because it's CNN. Okay. No, but seriously,
wow.
2 centimeters of extra length, right. Katie, allows them to jump 6 meters longer. So it's a huge deal. So now they're going to be wearing microchips in their crotch area to make sure that no one's stuffing.
Okay.
Can you get to
I
the
mean,
next
I'm glad.
Story?
I'm glad they're doing what they can to prevent
Man.
It, though.
They're cracking down.
It's
a crotch crackdown.
Length matters.
The Olympics.
I love that.
Starting tomorrow.
Yeah, well, from crotches being stuffed to the beaver is bailing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no
God.
More Buckies down
Apologies
in Palmer Lake.
Apologies to all
Lake.
The children listening this morning.
Well, here's the thing. It's the Buckies down there.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
all
that,
right.
Yes, the property owner. So officially, property owner Monument Ridge West LLC withdrew its annexation application for Palmer Lake. Buc-ee's. And a representative said the company still intends to build a store in the region, but no further details were given. Now, as we've heard, the Palmer Lake Board of Trustees and surrounding community members, they've been arguing about this for over a year now. Can you believe it's been going on that
yeah.
long? And we always thought, well, the beaver's going to get its way, right?
Like, I always Buc-ee's said that. It's like Buc-ee's is going to build.
Of course, because they have all that money and they can do what they want. But no, got to give a little shout out and tip of the hat to Palmer Lake residents there, because they didn't want it. They stuck to their guns and they got their way here. So where do you think a Buc-ee's should go? Like, now I'm thinking this was a good draw for people to check out the mountains to the south of the city, because everyone always goes out west. And I really felt like that's what they were trying to do, is get people to travel more south and do the Pikes Peak region. I think they're going to build it out west, I-70 Colfax area. I mean, where everything else is, because that makes most sense to me. We have so much traffic heading out into the high country. That's probably where they're going to build.
Why
do
not?
You guys think?
Yeah.
Because we already have one up north.
I haven't thought about it, Katie.
Neither have I.
You? Okay,
you're really putting me
on
the spot.
Maybe the airport.
Lone Tree. Let
maybe.
Me just say Lone Tree.
Okay,
go.
Can we get
we need
a Buc-ee's?
One in Lone Tree.
I'd
okay.
love that.
Yeah.
I would love that because I need that jerky in my life. So,
so good.
Yeah, but that's definitely definitely the biggest story today because I did not see that coming. So,
neither did I.
Oh, my goodness. How about this one? Aurora cops taken on a Dukes of Hazzard style chase. So cops saw a stolen car, right? And they chased it. And they've got those flock cameras and everything now. So they chased it quite a while. And then here's the crazy part. They witnessed said vehicle flying through the air when it hit a median at excessive speed. And they caught all this on their dash cam. And it is crazy. Like, if you see, it's just out of nowhere. Woo! It just goes flying. But the thing is so they were inside the car. They found an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old. Obviously, these are young kids. They're not releasing the identity and whatnot. But this has happened to me before. So I just feel bad for the kids because I'm sure they were just like...
You flew over a median?
I totally go, like, Dukes of Hazzard style cops were behind me trying to pull me over, and I just got scared. And so I...
Are you serious? North Dakota thing?
We were in Wyoming, so we were driving back to North Dakota. I was not running. We were on I-25 going north through Wyoming, and I thought I was going to run out of gas, and all of a sudden, this cop car, and you know how sometimes cops, too, they got real behind me, real quick, mm-hmm. like, out of nowhere, and it made me very nervous. And we were looking for a gas station, and all I saw was a gas pump to the right, and I accidentally, like, slammed on the gas, and it caught, like, I can't, the way I describe it is I hit a pothole and our car went flying high. Mm-hmm. And the funniest part was what I was like 19 years old, and that cop, I see it through my rearview mirror, he is laughing his butt off as he's coming up to our car because he sees a bunch of girls. Yeah. Like, it just, it,
what do
it
I
was,
do?
It was me and two of my girlfriends. We were all like 18, 19 years old, but we were just scared. We thought we were going to run out of gas.
Is that what you told them?
We were terrified. Like, that's, one of us almost peed our pants. Like, and she told the cop that, like, I almost peed my pants when I saw you, but we weren't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
We just got scared because a cop was behind us and I accidentally gunned it.
Did he give you a ticket or anything?
No, he just laughed at us. And he told us to be safe. And then he told us the gas station was about 10 miles up the road. And he's like, if you want me to follow you to make sure you make it, I was like, no, thank you.
Do you,
like,
need
do
a
you
police
see what
escort?
Just happened when you followed me last time? So,
well, you were young.
We were young.
Although
exactly.
I feel like that would happen like today, right too, now. With you. Like, oh my God, there's a cop behind me.
No, it wouldn't. I know how to, you know. No,
drive?
I don't.
No,
I
you don't.
That would probably happen again. You're right. So anyway, nobody was hurt in that, and they were able to get those young kiddos and hopefully get their help. But this one caught your eye, Jeremy, because Chip and Joanna.
My favorite.
Buying a house in Aspen.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Chip and Joanna Gaines just purchased a $5.5 million 2-acre property in Woody Creek.
So they're doing okay.
Aspen,
you know you've made
right?
it win.
Doing okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this just, I actually bought it in late 2024, actually. So they're just redoing it now as they do. But it's over 5,000 square feet. It's got two guest cottages and a private stream.
Ooh.
That's how you know.
I want a private stream.
That's how you know.
Well, you know
they're
probably buying this as a business write-off. They're going to, you know, film the renovation.
Exactly.
Make it part of a TV show.
And well,
it's a write-off.
It is a write-off. And so you're familiar with the show, their daughter, Ella?
Ella?
Did she?
I don't know about Ella.
Well, apparently she is going to help redesign one of the cottages, so
ew.
That's going to be part of the show.
Fancy.
Now little Ella gets her own little redo.
We got a house and a cottage.
Exactly. I know. And a stream.
Nepotism.
I want to go down to, I think it's Waco, Texas,
yep.
where their big Magnolia
yes.
setup is, and I'd like to go down there and check it out.
I have heard people do that and say it's well worth the trip. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's well worth it. Like, yeah. Especially if you're a fan of the show, they really do it up well as far as just highlighting
okay.
that. So
I should go check that
something
out.
Something you should do.
Well, there you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.